Hi, I'm Maxine. I work as a nurse at Memorial Hospital, which means crazy hours, but also means I know when something's seriously wrong with a kid. My phone rang while I was folding laundry on my day off. The tiny voice on the other end made my heart stop. Aunt Max, I'm hungry and nobody's here. Lily? Where's your mom? I don't know. She and Derek left last night. Can you come? My tummy hurts. I grabbed my keys so fast I knocked over my coffee mug. I'm coming right now, sweetie. Did they leave you any food? There's no milk for cereal. I tried to reach the cookies but couldn't. 20 minutes later, I was pounding on my sister's apartment door. Lily, it's Aunt Max. Can you unlock the door? I heard tiny footsteps, then fumbling with the lock. When the door opened, I wanted to cry. Lily stood there in pajamas that looked like they hadn't been changed in days. Her hair was a tangled mess. I knew you'd come. She wrapped her little arms around my legs. The apartment looked like a tornado hit it. Empty beer bottles, overflowing ashtrays, and dishes piled in the sink. The fridge had nothing but condiments, half a pizza box with one dried-up slice, and several beers. When did you last eat something, baby? Yesterday morning? Mommy made toast before she went to work. I made Lily a peanut butter sandwich with the only bread I could find, while she told me how Derek had picked Vanessa up after work, and they said they'd be back soon. That was yesterday? I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. Uh-huh. I watched lots of TV and went to sleep by myself. While Lily ate, I packed her a bag. This wasn't the first time Vanessa had been careless, but leaving a 5-year-old alone overnight, that was a whole new level. Want to have a sleepover at my place? We can make pancakes in the morning. Her face lit up. With chocolate chips? Absolutely with chocolate chips. We were watching cartoons at my apartment when my phone rang around 6 p.m. Vanessa. Why'd you take Lily? We just went out for a bit. A bit? She was alone for almost 24 hours, Vanessa. No food in the house. Don't be so dramatic. We got caught up with friends. Derek's buddy was having a thing. She's 5. She called me crying because she was hungry. Oh, please, there was plenty of food. Ketchup and beer isn't food. What's happening to you? Ever since you met this guy, don't start with me about Derek. He's the best thing that's happened to me. Better than your own daughter? The one you left alone? Whatever, just bring her back tomorrow. I gotta go. She hung up before I could respond. I looked at Lily curled up on my couch, finally feeling safe. No way was I just handing her back so Vanessa and Derek could neglect her again. Something had to change, and I was going to make damn sure it did. I couldn't sleep that night. Every time I closed my eyes, I kept seeing Lily's little face when I found her. By morning, I'd started a journal documenting everything. Dates, times, conditions of the apartment, what Lily had told me. During breakfast, Lily pushed her chocolate chip pancakes around her plate. What's wrong, sweetie? Not hungry? Is mommy mad at me? Why would she be mad at you? When Derek stays over, he gets mad if I wake them up, even if I have to go potty. My grip tightened on my coffee mug. What happens when he gets mad? He yells really loud, says I'm a brat. Once I had an accident because I was too scared to knock. What did your mom do? She told me to stop being a baby. I'm not a baby. I'm 5¾. I forced a smile while rage boiled inside me. No, you're not a baby. You're very brave. After dropping Lily at school, I called the child welfare office. They connected me with Sandra Miller. I've been documenting the incidents, I explained after sharing the basics. But this isn't the first time. It's getting worse since this new boyfriend. Bring what you have to my office this afternoon. We'll talk options. Sandra's office walls were covered with children's artwork. She reviewed my notes, her expression growing grimmer. How often does your sister leave Lily alone? I thought it was rare until yesterday. But when I picked Lily up from school today, her teacher, Mrs. Chen, pulled me aside. Said Lily's been coming in hungry on Mondays, mentioning being alone on weekends. That's consistent with what you're telling me. We need more documentation to build a case. What kind? Keep a log. Dates, times, conditions, photos, if possible. Any witnesses besides yourself would strengthen things considerably. I met Vanessa at her apartment that evening to return some of Lily's things. The place had been hastily cleaned. "Look, I overreacted," she said, not meeting my eyes. "We just lost track of time." "This isn't the first time, Vanessa. Lily's teacher is noticing things too." Her face darkened. "You talked to her teacher? Behind my back?" "I'm worried about Lily. She's my kid, not yours. You don't get to judge me because you're still bitter about being single while I have someone. This isn't about Derek, it's about Lily being left alone. One time, God, you're so dramatic. Mrs. Chen says it's happening on weekends too." Vanessa's eyes narrowed. "You know what? I think you need some space from us. Maybe you shouldn't see Lily for a while." "You can't be serious." "Dead serious. Stay out of my business or you won't see her at all." I left shaking with anger, calling Sandra from my car. She's threatening to keep Lily from me. That's actually helpful for our case. Shows she's putting her interests above Lily's. Keep gathering evidence. We'll move when we have enough. That night, Lily called me crying. "I miss you, Aunt Max. I miss you too, sweetie. Mommy said you're not coming over anymore." "That's not true. I'll always be here for you." After we hung up, I wiped my tears and added another entry to my growing file. I wasn't backing down. Not now. Not ever. 2 weeks passed with minimal contact with Lily. I'd been building my case with Sandra, but we needed stronger evidence. That's when she connected me with Officer Martinez from the Family Crimes Unit. "Your documentation is thorough, but we need more," Officer Martinez said, reviewing my files in the police station conference room. "Without direct evidence of abandonment, it's your word against hers." I can't just wait for Lily to call me scared and hungry again. "What about surveillance? Something discreet that wouldn't alert your sister?" That's how I ended up purchasing a teddy bear with a hidden camera inside. "It's no bigger than a pinhead," the electronics store guy assured me. "Records when it detects motion, uploads to cloud storage." Now I just needed to get it into Lily's room. I texted Vanessa. "Can I drop off Lily's birthday present early? Won't stay long." 3 dots appeared, disappeared. Then, "Fine. Thursday after 4. When Thursday came, Vanessa watched me like a hawk. "Make it quick. Derek and I have plans." I handed Lily the teddy bear. "This is special, sweetie. When you miss me, just press his paw and think of me. I'll be thinking of you too." "Like a secret connection?" "Exactly. Keep him on your shelf where he can see the whole room."
"I will! I'll name him Watchful Teddy."
I almost laughed at how perfect the name was. That Friday night, my phone pinged with motion alerts. Vanessa and Derek were arguing in Lily's room.
"We're gonna miss the concert if we don't leave now," Derek complained.
"I told you, I can't find a sitter last minute." "She's old enough to manage. My parents left me alone all the time." "And look how you turned out," Vanessa muttered. "What's that supposed to mean?"
"Nothing, just, it's overnight, Derek."
"So what? There's food, TV, she can call if there's an emergency. Stop being so uptight. This is why we never have fun anymore." Vanessa sighed. "Fine, I'll leave the neighbor's number." The camera caught them leaving at 8 p.m. Friday. They didn't return until Sunday afternoon. Throughout the weekend, I watched helplessly as Lily wandered the apartment, talked to her teddy, tried to make herself meals, and cried herself to sleep. I called Officer Martinez immediately. "I have everything we need." Monday morning, I knocked on Mrs. Chen's door. She wasn't just Lily's teacher. She lived in the apartment across from Vanessa.
"I've seen them leave her," Mrs. Chen confirmed, pouring me tea.
"Many weekends. I hear the child crying sometimes. I've knocked, but she's been told not to open the door."
"Would you be willing to make a statement?"
"Absolutely. That poor child deserves better."
When Vanessa and Derek returned Sunday, I was waiting with Officer Martinez and Sandra. Vanessa's face drained of color when she saw us.
"What the hell is this?"
Officer Martinez stepped forward.
"We have evidence you left your daughter alone for the entire weekend."
"That's ridiculous! We had a sitter!"
I pulled up the video feed on my phone.
"No, you didn't?"
Vanessa grabbed for my phone.
"You spied on me? In my own home?
Derek pulled her back. Babe, don't. That'll just make things worse. We have over 48 hours of footage, Officer Martinez said. Your daughter was left completely alone from Friday night until now. No food prepared, no adult checking in. I want my lawyer, Derek announced, suddenly all business. Good idea, Sandra replied. You'll need one. Both of you will. The next 2 weeks were a blur of hearings and paperwork. The evidence was undeniable. The judge reviewed the footage, Mrs. Chen's testimony, my documentation, and Lily's interview with a court-appointed child psychologist. The court grants temporary custody to Maxine Reynolds for a period of 6 months, the judge announced. Vanessa Reynolds will undergo parenting classes and substance abuse evaluation. Supervised visitation only? Derek bailed immediately, not even showing up for the final hearing. Afterward, standing in the courthouse hallway, Vanessa looked shell-shocked. This can't be happening. Lily is all I have. You should have thought about that before leaving her to fend for herself while you partied. It wasn't like that. Derek said, I don't care what Derek said. You're her mother. You chose him over her again and again. My phone buzzed with messages from family members who'd learned about the case. Our cousin Rachel wrote, just heard what happened. How could Vanessa do that? Thank God you stepped in. Even Vanessa's best friend Tina texted me. I had no idea it was this bad. I'm so sorry. I should have seen the signs. 2 months later, Vanessa showed up at my apartment unannounced. She looked thinner, shadows under her eyes. I've been sober for 45 days, completed my parenting class. Can I please see her? You'll have supervised visitation as scheduled, not whenever you feel like dropping by. I'm sorry, Max, I really am. I messed up. Derek is gone, my friends won't talk to me. I lost my job because I missed so much work for court and classes. And that's supposed to make me feel sorry for you? I'm her mother. I've changed, I swear. Words are easy, Vanessa. Lily needs stability, not promises. Please, just one chance. You had thousands of chances. Every minute of every day you were her mother, and you chose yourself instead. I'm not gambling with her well-being again. She left in tears. I felt no satisfaction, just relief that Lily was safe. 6 months turned into a year. Vanessa's supervised visits were inconsistent. Meanwhile, Lily flourished. Her nightmares stopped. She made friends at her new school. We planted a garden together. Are we forever family now, Aunt Max? She asked one night as I tucked her in. Yes, sweetheart. Forever family. The court made it official the following spring. Vanessa didn't contest it. Last I heard, she'd moved to another state. Derek was long gone. But Lily and I? We were just getting started. What would you have done if you were Maxine? Would you have given Vanessa another chance after her apology? Or was she right to permanently cut ties with her sister to protect Lily? Some say family deserves endless chances. Others believe a child's safety comes first, no matter what. Where do you stand? This story has come to an end. If it resonated with you, please hit that like button and share your thoughts in the comments below. For more stories that make you think, subscribe to our channel. We've got plenty more where this came from. Thanks for watching.